All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. And now it's my favorite time of the week and a lot of listeners' favorite time of the week, too. We get to chat with my BFF, my buddy Carl. Carl's a good friend of mine, and he's just uplifting and he's funny. And I just feel like I need to chat with him at least once a week, if not more. He's on the line. Good morning, Carl.
Hello, Courts. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm doing great. I can't tell you how I look forward to our phone calls. I look forward to our conversations so much.
I know. You always make me smile, and it's just I love talking to you. You're my bestie, so let's do it. We got a great one
today. Let me tell
you,
Carl. Can I tell you something before we get into it? I've gotten some emails from listeners saying that they absolutely love you, and you make their day.
Oh, that makes me feel great. I love it.
I know, me too. And so what is it? Listen, what is it that Carl wants to talk about this week?
Well, I couldn't wait to talk to you this week because I've been talking to some of my other girlfriends on Skype and Zoom and all that stuff. And let me tell you something. We have got to get back to grooming properly, Courts. Okay? I'm looking at some of my other girlfriends, and they haven't waxed their lips, and they look like, I feel like I'm talking to Tom Selleck and Burt Reynolds at a convention. It's ridiculous.
Carl, can I tell you one thing? I'm looking at Walmart Jeff right now, and he's got a neck beard, and I keep telling him there's no reason to let that neck beard grow.
Gross. Shave it. Listen. You tell him, I was just at Target, I wore my mask, I did the whole thing, and they have a new men's groomer called the lawnmower. It's called the lawnmower because you know, most guys, you just got to get through that hair. You need a lawnmower or a weed whacker. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you. It's not just your face, fellas. You have to manscape the entire body. Ladies, too. You don't want to look like the outside of a haunted house. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. And you know what, Carl? I feel like so many people are slacking off. Like, I think 2 days ago, I gave myself a pedicure for the first time in like 2 months because I've just been avoiding it. But really, once I did it, I felt so much better. I'm like, oh, my God, my toes are cute again.
And you have to look good for yourself first. Everything is about yourself first in a relationship and the way you look. So I have a great thing for you. You can do it at home right now. I'm going to call I'm going to name it. This is going to be patented. It's Carl's Coconut Coffee Scrub. You ready for this one?
Yes, I am.
You're
going to
love it. I love your laugh. I miss you so much. You're going to love this one because you can use stuff at home that you have. Okay. You make your coffee in the morning. Do not throw out the grinds. You take your coffee grinds. You mix it, and this is a great one. You mix it with coconut oil, Quartz, and you make it like a paste. And then this is before and after you shave. You put it on your face, on your nether regions, and you make your skin exfoliated with the coffee grounds and the coconut oil mixed together. You do it before and after you shave. Of course, you got to dry off in between. You don't want to try to shave it off with this lather, but you get it all done, and you will feel. It's amazing. I've done it. I've done it 3 times, and I love it. It's the coconut coffee scrub, and you just use your coconut grounds from the morning with some coconut oil. You put it all over your face in your area, and then you wash it off. You dry up. You shave, and you will not get a rash. It is amazing.
I'm just thinking about the whole on your area caffeine. I'm thinking, though, that coffee grinds, because I did read somewhere, if you rub that into, like, your thighs, it's really good because of the caffeine breaks down cellulite. So I think this is a great – Carl's Coconut Coffee Scrub sounds incredible.
It's amazing, and I'm telling you, it's, like, free. You don't have to buy an expensive product or order it on Amazon. You just, everybody drinks coffee in the morning. I love it. It wakes up your – Let me tell you something. You will wake up your nether region like it's never been woken before, okay?
Hey, Carl. We're talking about BFF, Carl.
I miss your laugh so much.
I miss you, too, and I love all the tips you give us every week. All right, and you always give me a great cocktail of the week, and I always try them out every weekend. So what is your Carl's cocktail of the week?
So my cocktail of the week is just it's one that I love. My father loved them, and I never started drinking them until I got older. And it's just a good old-fashioned Bloody Mary. But the key to this Bloody Mary is you can't just get tomato juice, because just regular tomato juice is terrible. You have to get Zing Zang Bloody Mary mix. And you get a shot and a half of Tito's, and then two fresh celery sticks, and you put 3 olives on a toothpick over ice. and you have that this Sunday morning, and you will feel amazing after your calls, coconut coffee scrub. Everything will come alive, okay? The vitamins in the zingzang and the Tito's and the celery and the coffee on your crotch is going to feel amazing.
Okay, so I love it. Carl's Bloody Mary is going to wake up your whole body, and that coffee is going to wake up your nether regions. I love it, Carl.
Don't be an animal, people. Clean yourselves up and groom.
Another great chat with you, Carl. I love chatting with you, and we're going to talk again soon, okay?
I love you. I miss you.
It is May. So it is May. I got to say that. In sync, it's going to be May. It's May. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:26. Early rain, partly cloudy afternoon, maybe a poke of sun. Temps in the low 60s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So a lot of people are still doing it. Do you guys want to talk about where you're doing it, Courtney? Where are you doing it?
In my dreams.
Oh, really?
It depends on what it is, but if I think it is what it is, yeah, in my dreams.
Gavin, where are you doing it?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, what this it is, Walmart Jeff, but it's probably in our house, if whatever you're talking about, because that's what we're doing. We're just self-quarantining, so whatever it is going to be in our house.
Well, when I say...
Yeah, Walmart.
When I say it, both of you are doing it right now. With a lot of people working from home, I have the top three places people are actually working in their home.
Oh, I thought you meant shopping. I'm actually shopping on Leaps and Bones website right now.
I know. Yesterday I was in the middle of doing one of my junks, and I got a notification that Courtney had commented on one of my photos while we were on the air.
I was like, oh, thanks, Courtney. I gotta stop. All right. I'll wait till after to order dog toys.
So a lot of people are working from home, and their new survey came out with the top three places people are doing their work from.
Right, go ahead.
Number three on the list is bedroom.
Mm. Okay, yep, comfortable in there.
Yeah, number two is the old living room. Gavin, I think you're working from the living room.
I go from the living room to the kitchen, Walmart Jeff. I like to switch it up once in a while. So currently, all right, am in the living room.
And the number one place that people are doing their work is their dining room.
In their dining room. How many people are in their basement like me with no windows? How about that?
This says in this survey, Courtney, only 5% of people are working in their basement.
All right. Well, I'm working in my basement. Listen, I set up my studio next to the bar, and my bar is in the basement. I mean, so there you go. That's why I'm in the basement. All right. It is a 7:28. We're still helping you with your bills. Don't forget, we've got 12 chances a day for you to listen and win $1,000. Another chance for you to listen and win. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Friday morning. It is 7:40, and it's time for your Hollywood report. Gigi Hadid finally confirming she's having a baby with Zayn Malik. She confirmed it on last night's At Home edition of The Tonight Show.
Thank you so much. Obviously, we wish we could have announced it on our own terms, but we're very excited and happy and grateful for everyone's well wishes and support. So.
Okay, announced on your own terms. You were holding a balloon on your 25th birthday with like pink strings, and that was kind of a giveaway. But anyway, I'm hearing she is pregnant with a baby girl. She says her biggest craving is everything bagels. Oddly enough, so is mine.
Oh, really, Courtney?
Yes, I don't know. Maybe I'm just going to step away from those bagels from now. But anyway, she said her birthday cake was an everything bagel, and she was all excited. You can see that interview on our blog. And it looks like Ben Affleck and Cuban star Ana de Armas are official in honor of her 32nd birthday yesterday. She posted tons of photos of the two of them, and it looks like they went on an intimate desert getaway. And then she thanked him for his love and his birthday wishes. And then he posted a photo of her eating chocolate cake in a room filled with birthday balloons. So it looks like Ben Affleck has a new love.
Nice.
And finally, this one is frightening, Walmart Jeff. Eminem comes face to face with an intruder. A 26-year-old man managed to break into Eminem's house in Detroit. He made it through multiple layers of security. He triggered an alarm that woke Eminem up. Eminem came face to face with this guy in his living room. He then had to yell for help. Thank goodness security heard, came in, held the guy. He was arrested. By the way, he was wearing a face mask, and not like a burglar's face mask, like, you know, a medical face mask, because you can't leave the house without a mask.
Exactly. I like that he was practicing that. But, you know, good thing Eminem was able to get him.
I can't believe it. You can see photos of this guy in his face mask. Very creepy. And more on all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
I love that song. And I apologize to Walmart Jeff, who has to watch me dance and sing to it every time we play. Doja Cat, Say So, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Some rain this morning, clouds this afternoon, maybe a little bit of sun, temperatures in the low 60s. It is time for good news. Listen, it's Friday. Let's just go into the weekend with lots of good news. If you've got good news to share, maybe you saw a good news story or a cute video or something is going on that's good around you, call us 860-247-9570. And I saw this, and I thought this is great news. Now, Walmart Jeff, does your daughter Madison still play with dolls?
No, she's out of that.
All right. My nephew Clayton does.
Okay.
He's three. Yeah, he's three, and he loves dolls. He loves Barbie. That's his favorite. Listen to this. Fisher-Price is launching a new line of action figures to honor healthcare workers, first responders, and essential workers on the front lines of this virus. They're called Thank You Heroes. The Thank You Heroes line will have 16 different figures, including doctors, nurses, EMTs, delivery drivers, grocery store clerks. How awesome is that? Like, I'm so stoked.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's so great.
It's like everybody, and there are so, so many everyday heroes. And I know, listen, our heroes, doctors, nurses, yes, but there's also everyday heroes that keep things going so we can stay home. And I know because I see my mailman comes in every day to drop the mail off, or the UPS guy, or the trash guy. So they are Fisher-Price honoring these everyday heroes. You can pre-order them right now at Mattel.com. Proceeds from the toys are going to support all the frontline workers. Nice. So I love that. You buy a delivery driver Barbie, and the money will go to help, you know, to help them. So just head over to Mattel.com. That is my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
So this really is good news for Walmart, Jeff. And today, I think, is actually like his Christmas. Wait. Because I just looked up what the national holiday is today. And it is National No Wear Pants Day.
I know. Wait. Gavin, this morning I already told him. I called him up. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, dude, you know it's your day today. It's no pants day.
It's his day.
You know, this is the third person. You're the third person, Gavin, to mention this to me. I actually, somebody texted me that it was No Pants Day today.
Well, I know, have a feeling. When you go home, ahead, Walmart, Jeff, you always, the first thing you always say you do is you take off your pants.
Yeah, it's comfortable. You know, it gets me through the day. I like walking around my house without my pants on.
I'd like to call out Gavin at this moment, because we had a virtual dinner party and Gavin had on a button-down shirt with a tie. And when we asked him to stand up, he had no pants on Zoom. So I think this national day is going to be bigger than it's ever been, because I think a lot of people right now are sitting around without their pants.
Yeah, don't need to wear pants today. You know what? And I was comfortable, Courtney. That was the whole point of it. On the Zoom meeting, you could see me looking good. But in the bottom, I was comfortable. So I was fine. So, yeah, no pants day today. Enjoy it, Walmart, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, Walmart, give us your good news.
I actually have an update to a story I did last month. The update is about the Lucky Devil Lounge out in Portland, Oregon. It's actually a strip club, and they had to shut down because of COVID-19. So they started up their food service called Boober Eats. And now they transition to a new to-go service. Basically, you pay $30, you drive over to the Lucky Devil Lounge, you drive through a tent, and there will be a couple girls dancing there. You get to hear one full song of your choice, and then you pick up your meal as you leave the tent. So, Boober Eats, and then they also have a tent where you can go watch ladies dance. So that is good news for them. Yeah.
Boober Eats. I love it. You know what, Walmart Jeff? That's good news for a lot of people. So thanks for sharing it. Hey, do you have good news to share with us? We would love to hear it. Call us 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. So we haven't talked to my mom, Gail, in a while. It's hard to play the stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail, when there's really nobody to stun in my basement but myself. I think we're going to do something called a quickie with my mother, Gail, which just kind of grosses me out. But a quickie with my mother, Gail, I want to call her up and see if she can't answer this. 20% of all people say they carry this on them at all times, and we're going to see if she can guess what it is. So let's give my mom, Gail, a quick phone call. We can all say hi to her. She's in New Hampshire, quarantining with my father and her dog, Lucy. And I cannot believe my parents. I, Jeff, you have no idea. My mother's just at her wit's end. It's just, I...
Good morning.
Pray for her. Good morning, Mommy. I love you so much.
I love you and I miss you.
Yeah. Well, listen, Mom, we also have Walmart and Gavin on the line. Would you like to say hi to them?
Yes, I love them too. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good morning. I miss you so much, Gail.
I miss you guys. I do. Aww. I do.
How's it going being in quarantine with Dad?
It has its ups and downs. What are you going to do?
Okay.
Why?
Do you need to go in another room? And do you need to go in another room and tell me the truth?
No, we're doing all right. It's fine. What about you guys? How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're holding up. We're going to do something called a quickie with my mother, Gail. Are you ready for that?
I am. What kind of a quickie?
Well, you're in luck. It's not the kind that involves Dad at all. So here we go.
All right.
A quickie with my mother, Gail. Mom, 20% of all people say they carry this on them at all times. We're all going to go around the room and give our answers. And I'm going to let you go last so you have ample time to think about it, okay?
What's the question again? You can't what?
Okay. The question is, 20% of all people say they carry this on them at all times.
Oh, okay. Got ya.
Okay, so think about it. Let's go to Gavin first. Gavin, a quickie with my mother, Gail. 20% of all people say they carry this on them at all times. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go with a lighter, Courtney. Maybe you smoke. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just want to have fire on you. I don't know. But 20% of people could carry a lighter.
That is not it. I would say it would be a good guess, but I didn't even know they still made lighters. So, no, that is not it. Walmart, Jeff, take a guess. 20% of all people say they carry this on them at all times.
Condoms. you just never know when you're going to need one.
No, that is not it.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, let's go to my mother, Gail. Mom, are you ready to try and answer it?
I was going to say all the obvious. I mean, like a credit card.
A credit card. That's probably the best answer. It's not correct.
Oh,
but
no.
That's the best answer. 20% of all people say they carry gum on them at all times, chewing gum.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. I'd like to find out what we all carry. I know for me, I carry poop bags at all times. It's the dog, and the fiance also has a bowel issue, so I do carry it. I have poop bags in my purse at all times. Gavin, is there something you carry at all times?
Oh, well, since we've brought our son Lennon home, I've been carrying a binky in my pocket at all times, starting, from 4 weeks ago.
So that's a pacifier, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Walmart Jeff, what do you carry on you at all times?
Condoms.
Double.
You never know when you're going to need them.
Sure, Walmart Jeff. All right, Mom, we're going to go to you. I know what you carry at all times for the past 20 years. So you tell me, what do you carry on you at all times?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, a cup of coffee.
Is that it, Courtney?
No. I mean, she carries vodka with her more than she does coffee. But, Mom, you carry coffee.
Not anymore.
Cough drops.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, you're right.
At all times. If she doesn't have one handy, she joneses like it were a drug. Like, we have to stop and get cough drops.
Right. You're right. Absolutely right.
All right, well, that's it. That's the quickie with my mother, Gail. Did you enjoy the quickie, Mom?
Yes, I did. It was very easy.
Okay. Well, you didn't get it right, so it wasn't that easy.
I got it right for me.
Okay, you got it right for you. I love you, Mom. And we'll be talking to you. We'll do another Gail's Quickie real soon, okay?
Okay, I love you guys very, very, very much.